Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Tom B. Stone, host of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are. We're in sunny New York. And I hope for those listening that you're not easily offended, because I have a lot to unpack today and a lot of news passed in the last week or so that I really need to get off my chest. So I will preface by saying, if you want to join in the conversation, you could always give me a call at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754. Or you could always join us in the chat room, and I'll take your questions and comments there as well. What I'd actually like to get off my chest is that concerning the Transgender Day of Revenge that happened this weekend, 5 days after a horrendous incident where a transgender nut job stormed a school, a Christian school, and shot 3 children and 3 teachers. And they still decide to have a rally and call it the Trans Day of Revenge. Not only did they still have the rally, but all of the protesters showed up at the Capitol building in Nashville and stormed the Capitol. Not only were they making their way inside the building, but they were assaulting people as well. There's video online if you want to check that out. I'm sure you've seen it already. Where is the outrage from the mainstream media? That is an actual insurrection. Because their whole idea behind that was the Trans Day of Revenge, or Trans Day of Visibility, like they're not visible enough. A Trans Day of Revenge. Revenge for what? To me, I'm taking that as there is, some violence, or at least some violence in mind that they were going to dish out. There was no outrage from the left, no talk of insurrection, no arrests were made. And over the last week or so, or at least the last few days, the story has just seemed to disappear from the media. They just moved on from the catastrophic school shooting that happened a little over a week ago. Spent a couple of days on it and moved on. What'd they move on to, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. The big orange monster. Is Orange Man bad? Because he was indicted last week and they couldn't wait to get everything on TV, to follow his every move from Mar-a-Lago to New York City, and get fingerprinted and mugshot and arraigned and everything else that goes along with that. It's really disturbing, because what they really did was they actually followed his convoy of vehicles from the airport to the courthouse, and then when it was over, from the courthouse back to the plane, and even took shots of the plane taking off. It felt like I was watching the O.J. Simpson chase from 1994. It was really weird. They spent the entire day covering this issue, this event, if you will. 34 charges that have been apparently bumped up to felonies by Alvin Bragg, the clown prosecutor of New York, just to get himself on TV and get his name out there. Why, you ask? Oh, because he's running for governor of New York. So if he gets Trump, as he advertised and as he campaigned on, his goal is to get Trump. So if he gets Trump, then the people of New York, so he thinks, will, you know, cast their vote for him. If anybody really thinks that this is about a wrong spot, you know, putting something in the wrong spot in the ledger in your business records, you're sadly mistaken. $130,000 payment of hush money to some porn star who apparently had an affair with Donald Trump, didn't have an affair with Donald Trump, slept with him, didn't sleep with him. Charges were dropped twice. Now they're revisiting it. Wow. So who's telling the truth? It's not about that, folks. It's not about that. It's about getting Donald Trump in the negative public spotlight to make him look bad and to also try to make sure that he does not, or he is unable to run for president. It's really outrageous. And you know, what's really funny is that, sadly, it's backfiring. It is truly backfiring, and the left are panicking. And they don't know which end is up. They have no idea that these charges are 100% bogus. And even some people on the left are saying, who are, you know, lawyers or scholars or whatever, who are not big fans of Trump, are saying these charges are not going to stick. And to be honest, the charges are probably not going to stick. And if they do, it'll go to an appeals court, to a higher court, and they will, at that point, they'll probably get dropped. But it's going to take months. It's going to take months, and for probably the next, 6-7 months or so, the top story is going to be Donald Trump and every single move that he makes on an everyday basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Because they can't get enough of the orange man. The big orange monster. Who, quite frankly, they say, he's going to start World War III. He's going to turn this country into Nazi Germany. He's going to bankrupt the country. He's going to get none of that happen. You may not like Donald Trump's attitude or the way he comes off or the way he talks or the way he gets his point across or attempts to get his point across. He accomplished more in his first 6 months in office than Joe Biden has accomplished in 2 years, just over 2 years that he's occupied the Oval Office. So, yeah, he showed them how the hot dog was made, and they're pretty pissed off about it. Minutes after he was elected president, they were talking about impeaching him. Did that work? They impeached him. Didn't work. The big Russia scandal, the fake dossier. How many things are you going to try to get this man? Are you going to lie about? Are you going to lie about to try to get this man, to put this man in jail? Donald Trump's not going to jail. Donald Trump is not going to jail. If you think he's going to jail, I don't know what to tell you. Because they're not going to put Secret Service in jail along with him. So, you know, I think you should get that out of your head right now. These charges are bogus. And really, I mean, to be honest with you, it's just a waste of, yesterday was a waste of police manpower, a waste of money, taxpayer money, by the way, by Alvin Bragg in order to bring Donald Trump to New York to arraign and arrest him. Now, I've been told that Donald Trump's presence was not needed in New York City, that he didn't have to appear. He only appeared because he has respect for the law. He's going to see this through. He's going to absolutely see this through. And you know what? Good for him, because he has respect for the legal system. And the fact is that the liberal left nut jobs do not have any respect for the law. There are two sets of laws, two sets of justice systems in this country, one for the left, and one for the common man, us basket of deplorables, the unwashed masses. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And believe me, they're going to come up with some conspiracy theories. They're going to try to have every woman who Donald Trump looked at cross-eyed come out of the woodwork and try to say that he sexually assaulted them. Come on. You know that's what's going to happen. And they're all going to come out of the woodwork to try and discredit him or try to convince him to not run for president or to stop him from running for president. Here's an example. E. Jean Carroll, who, I don't know, looks like a Wisconsin housefrau, apparently said, Donald Trump assaulted me sometime in the mid-90s, but I don't remember, at a large department store in New York City in a changing room. But I don't remember which department store. Well, that's great. That's great. So your credibility is a zero. And anybody else who took this statement or spoke to her or whatever would have said, okay, yeah, we'll look into that. We'll look into that information and before we broadcast it. Nope, not the left. Not the left. They just invite her on the show and say, yeah, Donald Trump sexually assaulted me in a dressing room in a large department store sometime in the mid-90s, but I can't remember. Okay, well, that's great. You can't remember. What happened to the lady that couldn't remember when Brett Kavanaugh supposedly sexually assaulted her? It's a ploy, and it's a distraction. Don't be distracted by this garbage. It's absolutely outrageous. Only in Joe Biden's America will it be okay to persecute his political opponent? This is what they do in Nazi Germany. It's what they do in Russia. Not prosecute, it's persecuting. It's malicious prosecution, selective prosecution. Because if this were anybody else but Donald Trump, we wouldn't even be talking about this. It would not be in the news. It would not be on every radio station, every news broadcast, and on the lips of everybody who you speak to. If this were Joe Blow from Kokomo, nobody would care. If this were Hillary Clinton, nobody would care. Or Bill Clinton, nobody would care. You know why? Because they got a big old D next to their name. Hillary Clinton actually did the same exact thing. Used campaign funds. And what did she get? Did she get arrested? Did she get fingerprinted and mugshotted? Nah. They just packed the jury with her supporters and a big old Democrat supporting judge and gave her a fine. Wow. Great punishment. Not Donald Trump. Throw the book at him. Because he's such a bad, bad man. Yeah, a bad man who saved the United States. Energy independence. Lowest unemployment rate. Our enemies feared us. Who ever thought that there would be at least peace talks in the Middle East? Not in my lifetime. I thought they were going to be at war forever. Nope. Donald Trump went over there and negotiated with them. What did the left do? Oh my God, he's friends with these terrorists. He's part of the Russian Kremlin. Give me a break. Rachel Maddow is still convinced that he's part of the Russian Kremlin. The Democrats know they can't win, folks. They know they can't win, and they want to stay in power, and they're doing everything to try to convince the American people not to vote for Donald Trump. And they want to stay in power and have control over everybody in the United States. They want to maintain that control. They're power hungry and control hungry. And that's exactly what they want. Joe Biden couldn't win a game of horseshoes. Now, to be honest with you, he didn't win the 2020 election. That's all bullshit. That was, everybody knows the deal listening to the show. Everybody knows the deal. So I'm not even going to go further on that. Joe Biden has trouble reading the teleprompter, basically telling him every single word to say. And then when he doesn't read too fast, he says, can we start over? We need to start over. Need to start over what, Joe? Good Lord. Are you that cognitively declined that you cannot read a teleprompter and when you screw up, say, we're going to start over. You're live, Joe. People are watching. How anybody can still support this man after everything that has happened in the last 2 years is beyond me. Because you hate Donald Trump so much that you vote for a dude who doesn't even know his own name and shakes hands with the air. Falls up the stairs going up Air Force One. And when it came time to comment on the school shooting last week, the first thing he wanted to talk about was ice cream and flirting with the little boys in the gallery. Talk about chocolate chip ice cream and how he's got a whole fridge of it upstairs. big deal, Joe. Talk about the issue at hand. No, instead he wants to comment briefly on what happened. Are you kidding me? This man is absolutely insane. There is no outrage from the left. They applaud him. They're water carriers. Just, oh, great job, Joe. Great job. Great speech. And with every school shooting, what the left does is they use the tragedy to push their gun control agenda. Now, my goodness, anybody with a half a brainstem will tell you and will agree, outlawing guns are not going to solve the problem. Hey, drugs are illegal. People still get those, right? Criminals are going to figure out how to get guns. You think criminals get guns legally at this point in time, right now? The answer is no. They get them off the black market. They get them illegally. They scratch off the serial numbers. Yeah. Outlawing guns is not going to solve the problem, just like outlawing drugs didn't solve the problem. Hey, outlawing alcohol didn't solve the problem either. So, yeah, that's a big fat goose egg, folks. You want to know how to protect our kids in these schools? You pass a bill putting armed security in every single school building so that if something does happen or some nut job does approach a school who's heavily armed, they can eliminate that threat, assess and eliminate the threat immediately. That's how you take care of the problem. Let me give you the example. And I credit Daily Wire with this information. $10 billion. It would cost $10 billion to hire armed security officers at all 150,000 schools across the United States with a salary of $40,000 a year, which is kind of low. But with a salary of $40,000 a year across every school across the United States with armed security guards, $10 billion. Dems voted it down. Too expensive. Oh, that's too much money. Oh, really? That's too much money. Because so far, we've sent Ukraine 10 times that much. And even if you increase the salary to $80,000 a year for each armed security guard, that's $20 billion. Yes, that's a lot of money, but that's still five times less than what we sent to Ukraine. So let me get this straight. Funding a proxy war that's quite frankly none of our business and we should have just stayed out of it to a man who's he's not an angel, folks. Vladimir Zelensky is not an angel. He's a communist, and he's a disgusting, vile human being. The fact that we're supporting him, supporting Ukraine, I don't know what to tell you. This is what the Democrats want. They want Ukraine and Russia to stay at war. Somehow, they're getting rich off of it. Who knows? That's my theory. Anyway, that bill was introduced. Too much money. Wow. You got armed security guards in every bank. So money is more important than our kids, than protecting our kids? I'm sure every politician on the left has armed security guards following them around, live in gated communities, protection with them 24/7. But you want to outlaw guns. Why is it okay for you to have armed security, but not to have armed security to protect our school children? 6 innocent lives were taken for absolutely no reason. Why? Because some nutcase acquired some weapons. And because no one would affirm him, her, whatever, she just decides that, I'm just going to go shoot up a school, a Christian school, no less, and shoot innocent children. And what does the news do? They are more concerned with making sure they don't misgender the person, this piece of excrement who perpetrated this crime. They're more concerned with misgendering it than reporting what happened and what's really going on. Absolutely incredible how the left has become, the mainstream media has become the weapon of the Democrats. We're going to tell you what to say, and you're going to say it. Yes, master. We're going to use every mass shooting to promote our gun control agenda. Yes, master. It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Outlawing guns is not going to work. What we need to do is get armed security guards in every school building across the United States so that if a threat does come to these innocent children and teachers, that it could be assessed and eliminated immediately. That's what needs to happen. Now, that may deter, 90% of the knuckleheads that are going to try to still shoot up a school. You're still going to get those a certain amount that have a death wish. And the fact is that if this doesn't happen, more of these tragedies are going to happen. More innocent people killed. And the Democrats will still use every bit of it to push their agenda. Or to blame Donald Trump. You choose. Or blame the MAGA Republicans. Something needs to be done, and something needs to be done soon. Or our kids are going to be in a lot of trouble. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.